In New Jersey, a controversial survey has reignited claims that New Jersey state troopers unfairly target minority motorists on the state's highways. The study found that black drivers speed more than white drivers on the New Jersey Turnpike. Federal officials tried to block release of the report, which they say is flawed. But once the press got hold of the survey, the state decided to make it public. Nancy Solomon of member station WBGO reports.
In the late 1990s, New Jersey was awash in accusations and lawsuits that its state troopers engage in racial profiling. In the midst of apologizing and studying its practices, the state was directed by the Department of Justice to determine how many minorities drive on the New Jersey Turnpike and what percentage of them speed. Researchers sat in unmarked vans with a device that could clock the speed of a car while snapping a digital photograph of the driver. Here's what it found. Blacks make up 16% of the drivers on the turnpike, but 25% of the speeders. That conclusion outrages the Reverend William Rutherford, the head of the statewide chapter of the NAACP.
I think it's a slap in the face of African Americans. I see this as just another attempt that the study will be used to further vilify African Americans and label them as lawbreakers.
Meanwhile, the union that represents state troopers says the study vindicates their officers. The union pushed for release of the study when criticism from the Department of Justice had delayed it. Justice officials said there were serious questions about the methods used. They questioned whether the results were tainted by the number of drivers whose race could not be agreed upon. Of the more than 38,000 photos taken, some 12,000 were unusable. But the lead author, James Lang of San Diego State University, stands by the study. He says he took great pains to guard against bias. For instance, the people who judged the race of the drivers didn't know whether they were looking at speeders or non-speeders. Lang says the numbers of black non-speeders correlates with previous studies and the census.
How could our measures have been biased so badly in the speeder population and not in the non-speeder population when, in fact, the methodology was the same for both?
But Lang agrees the study is narrow. For instance, the study only found a racial disparity in the 65-mile-an-hour zone and not where the limit is 55. And the study didn't look at other issues surrounding racial profiling.
It doesn't address searches. It doesn't address any other violation other than speeding. And so I think it's limited in its usefulness, but it is a piece. It's a piece of the puzzle of what's going on the turnpike with troopers and drivers.
It's a very insignificant piece of the puzzle, according to Ed Barocas, legal director of the ACLU of New Jersey. And no matter how good its methodology, Barocas says the study can't explain away overt acts of racism, the searches, the beatings, the legions of minorities who are stopped when they aren't speeding at all.
We have one individual, an African-American dentist, who was stopped approximately 100 times on the New Jersey Turnpike in a 5-year period, and not because he was speeding. He never received a speeding ticket. Rather, he was asked what he did for a living, how he was driving this very nice car, and the fact was, he was simply an African-American dentist.
New Jersey attorney David Sampson released the report, but he says it does nothing to change the state's admission that racial profiling was widespread, and it won't change New Jersey's work to stop the practice. But with state troopers embracing the findings, those efforts might have moved a step backward. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Newark.